This is what he said yesterday. I believe the Patriots are 100% done when referring to the Pats and Tom Brady. I think the Patriots are okay and ready to move on. Everything that comes out from Ian Rappaport is just bogusness. It's fake. It's narrative changing. It's camouflage. It's not the truth, because there's going to be the, quote, it's not our fault fans. They know Brady is not coming back. And the reason why this caught my eye, sure, it's jarring that he says 100%. Christian Fourier was on with us during our Radio Row North week. He came on with us on Friday. We spoke to him on February 1st, less than 2 weeks ago, and all he was doing with us was saying how the team was better with Brady, how Brady was covering up for everything. Listen to what Christian Fourier told us on February 1st.
Well, I thought this year this was one of the, just offensively, it was one of the worst offenses I've ever seen. Like, they were terrible. They're just butt terrible, nasty. So anything from that, I think, is good. Now we'll wait to see what happens on the defensive side of the ball. I think they're always in the mix. Now, if Brady isn't there, I do not think you're in the mix. I just don't, and I don't know who his replacement would be.
And then he goes on to continue to say this about Brady's play in particular.
I think people will really kind of be shocked at what a difference he made, even when they didn't have people to throw to. He didn't have anyone who knew what they were doing. He was saving more plays than he was making, but he got credit for bad decisions. Because the untrained eye would say, oh, look at the way he threw that ball away. Oh, look, it was down and away. No, he was protecting the receiver who was running a crappy route.
So he says that he was protecting receivers. He was not getting enough credit. He got blamed for bad decision-making, but really he was just trying to save plays. So less than 2 weeks ago, Christian Fourier tells us that Brady was the thing propping up this bad offense, and they are in the mix for the Super Bowl next year. If Brady's there, they're not in that mix if Brady's not. So why, if that's truly the case in his mind, why then less than 2 weeks later are the Patriots willing to be 100% done with him? That's what I can't connect here.
Yeah, I don't know if I read it that way as like you're putting it out there. I mean, he made cases why they're better or they're worse with Brady, but when he says they're 100% done with Brady, I just figured in the last 2 weeks he got an inside source saying, hey, we're moving on from Tom Brady. Yeah. Forget whatever the reason is. I just assumed that it was a guy telling him, we decided to let Tom go here or there. We want Jameis Winston, or we want to trade for Mitch Trubisky, or whatever nonsense is out there. That was their decision. I didn't base it on, you know, whether they're going to be a contender or not next year.
Yeah, I wonder if he was just blurting stuff out, but he's got to be careful. He started the interview saying there's a 99.6% chance that Brady leaves New England, which cracks me up. We're getting to decimals now.
99.6.
Not 7, not 5, but 6. But by the end of the whole thing, he blurted out that 100% thing. And I'll tell you, as a Pats guy here, I hope he's wrong, because I'm 95% sure that he is coming back, and I've just operated under the understanding that I wasn't even concerned that Tom Brady's coming back. But Christian Fourier is a player in Boston media, and he certainly has his sources, so this worries me a little bit.
He broke the Dante Scarnecchia story. The story about Dante Scarnecchia, the O-line coach, retiring this year, he broke that. He came on with us the next day and told us, like, hey, I get one right. I got to get a couple nuggets like that every once in a while. So you're right. That did give me pause when I thought about that. But 2 weeks ago, Christian Fourier thinks that this team is so much better with Tom Brady, that if even Christian Fourier thinks that, then you've got to think that Nick Caserio thinks that. You've got to think that Bill Belichick thinks that. So then what's the difference? Is it truly he's going to want too much money and he's selfish and we can't price ourselves out of everybody else by giving the money to him? Is it Belichick has an ego and wants to prove he can do it without Brady? Is it they just want to reset and rebuild and they've decided that we're going to end the dynasty right now even though we might not have to? I can't. If the team is that much better with Brady and he's the only thing that kept it afloat this year, why would they be 100% willing?
But if he makes the Patriots so much better, how come he doesn't make all these other teams that were rumored to be going with so much better? I mean, like, well, couldn't he go to Cincinnati? Wouldn't they be then a contender? No.
There's nowhere to go but up for that team.
I mean, but, you know, if he's making the Patriots a Super Bowl contender, you think he'd make other teams Super Bowl contenders, considering other teams probably have better wide receiver cores also. So, yeah. You know, it's like, damn if you do, damn if you don't in this situation with
him. Well, his thinking behind this, he says they're sources, so that worries me as the Pats fan. But I at the same time, he says somebody's going to offer him $30 million, and it's not going to be the Patriots. He says Fourier thinks the Patriots aren't going to offer that or anything close, is what the article says.
Yeah, he said basically he doesn't think the Patriots want him. And what's interesting, too, is because every single person that we spoke to over Radio Row North week said that they believe that Brady should go back to the Patriots, that he knows where his bread is buttered. Look, I got clips. I got five clips from five different people of people telling us that Brady should end up with the Patriots. Here's Bruce Gretkowski, longtime quarterback in the NFL, now works at Pro Football Focus. Here's what he said about the situation.
Yeah, I mean, I would think at this point in Brady's career, why leave? Why leave for a year or two and disrupt the legacy you have built in New England? I mean, he's always going to have that legacy. He's always going to be one of the GOATs of all time of what he's done in New England. But why not finish it strong there?
So that's Bruce Gretkowski. You don't believe him. How about another former Patriots tight end in the Boston media market, Jermaine Wiggins, who's a Super Bowl champion? He told us the same thing.
I think he's coming back. I just think that when you look at his situation, I think this is the best fit for him. It's the best situation for him. Wherever he goes, he's going to have to start off new. He's going to have to, you know, learn a whole playbook or install his own playbook. I just think that's a lot to go on. And
so, and look, I got Jeff Garcia, I got Pro Football Focus people, I got former Chargers, Pro Bowl center Nick Hardwick. They all say the same thing.
That he should go back, not that he is going
yes,
back.
They no. say that the best place for Tom Brady is back in New England. So if everybody recognizes it's the best place for Brady, you're really telling me that Brady's gonna hear all these people and say, you know what, I want to be in New England. They're gonna turn him down at the door. I can't believe that.
Well, that's the five you brought up. But if you talk to Rob Gronkowski, he's telling Brady to try free agency. If you're talking to Robert Kraft, he's telling you to try free agency. And I'm sure there's other people around his little inner circle also is telling him to try free agency.
The Robert Kraft thing, that was a little strange. But at the same time, isn't that what he had to say?
Pretty much.
I mean, Robert Kraft can't say, don't you dare.
Yeah.
He just can't go to the media and say, I told him he'd better not try free agency. I mean, that's going to do is damage things. But it was interesting because Fourier said, about the publishing of that story, he reiterated that, quote, this is my personal, and in capital letters, opinion. So he's already sort of backtracking. I don't know if that's backtracking, but he's trying to cover his butt because 100% is 100%.
I agree with that for sure. Look, he's allowed to give his opinion. As long as he didn't say that there are, you know, someone has told me in the organization we are done with him, or Tom himself has told me, then I'm fine with it. That is his speculation. That is what we do. That is what he is allowed to do.
Yeah, he didn't say source, Rich. You said he cited a source.
No, that's his opinion.
Yeah, my bad. It's his opinion.
I just think whenever it's the Patriots, there's got to be the word source in there somewhere.
Well, I wouldn't doubt if somebody gave it to him, but if he's backtracking a little bit, kind of like Mike Orvin backtracking about the whole Tom Brady going to Dallas.
Yeah.
He goes, I never said it was somebody in the Cowboy organization. Yeah, you did, actually. That's exactly what you said, Michael. You said you were drinking a cranberry and vodka, and you had to put down your drink because somebody in the organization told you, hey, we're going to work this out or something, and you couldn't believe it. That's exactly what you were saying. 802-655-6672, if you want to go ahead and jump on in. Brady, what do we got coming up next?
Another day, another story in The Athletic about sign stealing in Houston in 2017. How does this one paint Alex Cora, former Red Sox manager?
All right, that's next. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game.